The pandemic has brought many economic challenges, but also a little good news for low-wage workers. Their wages, adjusted for inflation, grew 9% during the pandemic. That's according to the Economic Policy Institute, a think tank focusing on low- and middle-income workers. And we have on the line from the Institute, Elise Gould, senior economist and co-author of the study. Elise, welcome.
Thank you.
Your study found that workers whose wages are in the bottom 10% of the country actually saw their wages go up by 9% during the pandemic. This is adjusting for inflation. Help us understand who these workers are. What do they do?
Yeah, it's a great question. We think about low-wage workers in this country. We're talking about workers that were more likely to be hurt in the pandemic recession, workers in, let's say, leisure and hospitality, in retail trade. Those kinds of jobs in restaurants and retail, those are the kinds of workers we're talking about. They're also disproportionately likely to be Black workers, Hispanic workers, and women workers. They're more likely to be younger workers as well.
Now, this group, compared to other workers in the country, saw the highest bump in wages over this period of the pandemic. I imagine one reason is they were scarce, right? Employers had to work hard to find them and hire them, so they had leverage to negotiate their wages. But what else is going on here?
Well, we had many pandemic relief measures that provided a necessary safety net for workers and their families. So that safety net allowed workers to be able to get unemployment insurance when many low-wage workers have not been eligible for unemployment insurance because of their lower wages, their lower hours. And so because of the expansions to the UI system, that unemployment insurance system, they were able to get those benefits. Mm. They also were able to get the economic impact payments and then the child tax credits if they had children. So many of those things provided a safety net and allowed them to be a little bit more choosy. They weren't as desperate to take the first job that came along.
I guess the question is whether a 9% boost for this group of workers is enough. By your math, that comes out to, air quotes, improved wage of about $12.50 an hour. So annually, just north of $26,000 per year. What lifestyle does that translate to?
That's a great question. We want to applaud the great growth that has happened at the low end. Particularly, it's very unusual to have that kind of growth in a recessionary period. Very unlike what we saw in the four prior recessions. This is astounding growth. And yet, low-wage workers still struggle to make ends meet, to be able to pay their rent, to be able to put food on the table, to be able to provide childcare, health care for their families. Many of those things are out of reach for people, no matter where they live in this country.
Of course, the business cycle goes up and down. Workers are still largely in demand now. But what happens when, say, some of these policies end? What happens when the labor market softens and suddenly workers are not as in demand as they are now? What happens to this group you're studying?
This same group that saw these gains is also the group that is most vulnerable in downturns. They're the ones that are more likely to lose their jobs. So when Federal Reserve policymakers talk about having a mild recession from hiking interest rates, if there is a mild recession caused, it's not mild for these workers. An unemployment rate of 1 percentage point higher overall could mean 2 percentage points for many of these workers. That's the same thing we see there for Black workers, for younger workers, for many of these lower wage workers. They're far more vulnerable. And so that kind of a recession could be hugely detrimental and devastating for many of these workers and their mm-hmm. families.
Your report does recommend, you know, certain policies for workers to lock in some of these gains. And you were just talking about the Federal Reserve and what happens if they raise interest rates too much and there's a recession, which hurts low-income Americans more. But the alternative, as the Fed would argue, is inflation, and that also hurts low-income Americans more, right?
It is certainly important to get inflation under control. I completely agree with that. I think it's also important to note that the inflation that we've seen that has been coming down, that we've seen is actually not coming from the labor market. It's not being driven by faster wage growth. There's not some sort of an inflation spiral that people are talking about. It came from other forces. It came from the pandemic, supply chain bottlenecks, shifts in demand between goods and services. Obviously, what was happening has been happening in Ukraine, many different causes. And the Federal Reserve has this one policy tool that they're using to slow down inflation by slowing down economic growth, by weakening the labor market. And that will come at a cost.
Elise Gould is senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, which has a new study out on the gains from low-wage workers. Elise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.